Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris on the Pilgrim Chris Camino, and it's day 23, Sunday, the 23rd of September. And I'm now in a place called Azara, which is about 40 kilometres from Santiago. And I've made exceptional time, and I may walk into Santiago today, or walk very near it and walk into Santiago in the morning, so that I can go to midday mass tomorrow on Monday. And then, well, because I have so much time, I may walk on to Finisterre and get the bus back. So yes, it's a lot of things to think about, because my flight back isn't until Friday morning. And so if I get into Santiago in the morning, tomorrow morning, get my credential, print off my return flight ticket, go to midday mass, and then I can start walking to Finisterre, get there for Thursday, get the bus back, and ready for my flight Friday morning. The downside is I'm running out of money, and it's a bit of a worry for me now. Some of my wages haven't been paid properly into my account, and so... Kate, my partner, is helping a little bit with that, just to put a few bit of funds into my account for me. So I have to be very careful now with money. But yeah, it'd be nice to be able to walk on. I have a blister. I had a blister on day one that healed, and I had a blister where the old blister was. I don't feel it too much when I'm walking, but it's there. But that's all good. Yeah, last night I stayed in a beautiful place. I was going to camp out, but they charge in Galicia to camp the same price as they charge to sleep in a bed. And so I thought I'll sleep in a bed. But it was a beautiful spot next to the river in a valley. And I had some lunch, well, some supper with some German folks that I've met along the way. One of the girls in the group always offers me cheese. She manages to find fantastic cheeses. And every time I see her, she says, "Oh, there's that crazy English guy. It's time for some cheese." So I'm the crazy English guy, and she's the cheesy German. But she's walking with two others, and I've just seen them, actually. They just passed by the cafe that I'm sitting in recording this, having a coffee. It's been an amazing journey so far, and I don't have any... My only regret is I wish I had a little bit more cash, but that's by the by, really. It costs a little bit more than I anticipated. It's not so cheap here as I assumed, and there's almost hidden expenses. But that's part of the Camino, I suppose, and it's not a worry. And when I get back home, I shall work again, and that'll be that. So today, my decision is how far to walk. Well, it's easy to walk 40 kilometres, so I will get to just outside of Santiago, stop the night somewhere, hopefully find a pitch for my tent or at least bivvy, and then walk in the morning. And like I say, I'll get my credential to say that I've done the walk, go to the midday mass, which is a nice thing to do, because if you get the stamp and you go into the church, they read out the fact that there's an English guy there, and you get a mention. Excuse the noise a moment. A whole group of people have just come into the cafe and banging and clapping. So I've been having some strange thoughts along the way. Yesterday I alluded to some of those in my last bin. A couple of people want me to expand expand on this, because I was talking about I was having thoughts of a sexual nature, but I'm not going to expand on that at all. I've had all sorts of thoughts, and that was just a particular thing I thought I'd mention. I may record some more booze along the way. I wanted to record some booze with people, but I'm finding that the conversations are just enjoyable, and it would seem inappropriate to pull out a recording device and try and record that. It's not that I'm shy of doing so, it's just that I'm respecting everyone's Camino. Oh, so noisy. It was quiet a moment ago, fairly quiet, but now everybody's coming into the cafe. So I should probably wind it up because the background noise will probably be too much for you. But thanks to everybody who supported this journey. There is a way to help support the pilgrimage if you wish. You can donate to Mountain Rescue. If you go to my page on shareyouradventure.com, you will see a button where you can, a charity button, and you can donate if you wish. And that would help Mountain Air Rescue in England and Wales. But it's not obligatory, of course. I'm just looking around. My coffee's just arrived, so I'm going to have that. I can't wait to get back for some reason. Yesterday was a tricky day because I was walking and deciding what to do. It's a little tricky when you have spare time. I've walked quite fast and quite far, and I've not missed anything for doing so. It's my pace, it's my Camino, and I've enjoyed that. But when you know you have a few days spare towards the end, it's always a decision. But Finisterre is looking likely. Another 100-odd kilometres. I can do it in 2.5 days, really, 3 days. And like I say, get the bus back. So when I get to Santiago, I'm going to check the prices of the buses from Finisterre. And if it's within my range, I shall walk and bus back. And I think that's a good thing to do. My goal was Santiago, so anything on top of that is a bonus, really. And I had planned on coming back maybe next year with Kate to walk to Finisterre from Santiago. Take a week and Kate can come along. But I may do that as well. I may do that anyway, if Kate's willing. But I might go to, I might just carry on while I'm here. I might just carry on. So what else can I tell you? Well, there's many things. So many things have happened. So what I will probably do is I'll probably record some booze when I get home. Get my thoughts in order. And because at the moment I'm just booing off the cuff, as it were, just as I'm rambling, really. And that will give me time to think and let the experience sink in. Because as I'm living it, it's all happening. And it's very difficult to get my thoughts together. So much is happening, so many people, so many people to talk to, so many thoughts in my head. And I don't know that I've experienced anything spiritual or enlightening particularly, but then I didn't expect that. I think that will probably come later. I do know that certain things have happened that have made me question certain parts of my life. I want to be more dedicated to certain things. I have a new relationship and I'm very happy with that relationship. I want to really commit into that. I know that Kate would like that, to commit to that, and we seem to get on very, very well. And I know she'll be listening to this boo, so I hope I don't embarrass her. But she's a wonderful lady, and I can see myself spending a lot of my life with her, really, in one way or another. I miss my children. I don't miss too much about home. I could do with a good bath and get my clothes properly washed. I haven't used a washing machine yet. I just washed in sinks and things. And the advantage of having these technical clothing is that they wash very easily and the sweat washes out just in cold water, which is fantastic. But at the end of each day, I do smell like a pilgrim. And so does everybody else, so it's not too bad. Sleeping arrangements are interesting. A lot of snoring people. Last night was quite good. It was quite a peaceful night. The one thing I do notice is, and everybody notices this, is the Germans. The Germans wake up at 5 o'clock every morning without fail. And clatter and bang and get their bags together. And this morning was no exception. Sunday morning, the last stop is, you know, a day or two walk to Santiago, and they're still up walking in darkness. And we had a little bit of rain this morning for the first time. But I sat in the cafe in the place where I stayed and just waited for it to pass. And by 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning, it had gone. and it's very windy, but there's no more rain. So while everybody was putting on their ponchos and waterproofs and everything else, I just waited half an hour. So I didn't have to bother, and everybody else is now stripping off and putting everything away because the rains didn't come. Anyway, I shall wind up now and have my coffee, and I shall speak to you all anon. So thanks again for listening to this latest boo on the Pilgrim Chris Camino. And as always, if applicable, God bless you all.